Hello.
Talk Radio.
How are you?
Hello.
I am doing very well, thank you. How are you this evening?
I'm blessed, thank you, by the grace of God.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for your flexibility tonight. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. That's a blessing. No problem at all. We'll help one to another.
Yes, ma'am. I thank God for that. How has your week been? Our weekend and week?
It's been a blessed week and weekend.
All right. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that.
And how about you?
It has been very good and a blessing as well. Thank the Lord. Got out to service today and was a powerful time in the Lord. So we just give God all the praise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's worthy.
Yes, oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. God is good, and he is so good all the time. And I'm just totally amazed that at all of the things that he is in the midst and working and doing. God is awesome. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is all the time.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're waiting for Gretchen. She hasn't logged in yet, but I'm sure she will momentarily. She said,
okay,
did you get a chance to, did you have an appointment with Andrea this week?
Oh, I haven't seen her this week. I went by there to talk to her, but she wasn't in.
Okay. All right.
And how about yourself?
Actually, I have one Tuesday. She was busy on Friday. I think it was Saturday. She was sharing with me that she had a really full schedule on Saturday. So I said, okay. I'll try to get in with her on Tuesday. So we have an appointment scheduled for Tuesday.
Yes, the reason why I didn't go in, I won't be able to go in Tuesday because I have a dentist appointment on Tuesday.
Okay, all right. Yes. You okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I just have to go to my regular checkup, you know, before my dentist, for cleaning. And so it's that time, you know, when you have your 6 months cleaning.
Right, exactly.
Yes, it is. So I have to take my husband to the doctor on the 23rd for his checkup.
So
it's kind of a busy this week for me, but it's okay. And so my sister can please me. I hope she is she working this week or is she going to school this week, you know of? Any days?
No, she isn't. She told me that the school was closed this week.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that. Because
With the Christmas being this week, they closed. And so that's why normally, you know, she's in class and she only takes appointments like, you know, Friday and Saturday or Thursday, Friday and Saturday, something like that. But she said this week she would be available for the entire week. She did say tomorrow, but my husband and I will be celebrating our 23rd wedding anniversary tomorrow.
Praise the Lord.
God is good. Hallelujah. I told him, I said, thank God for you and thank God for 23 wonderful, blessed years of marriage. So God is good.
Yes,
ma'am. Even during the ups and the downs, thank you, Lord. I say the challenges, the peaks and the challenges times. God has been so good to us. Yes, he has.
Yes, he has. And he still is. I tell you, he really is. And we, you know, sometimes we take it for granted, but it's a small thing. A lot of people think that it should be all the big things. Excuse me, but I just look at the small things that God blesses with. He give us life each and every day of our, you know.
Oh, amen. Amen.
And that's a,
Yes,
because
Lord.
We could do nothing without him.
Absolutely not. Cannot live without him. I wouldn't want to live without him. I couldn't live without him. Lord knows I couldn't. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
No.
And you are so correct. It is those things that, you know, people see as the small things. You know, I remember that little spot in the movie The Color Purple where it said that how people, they don't take time to stop and notice the color purple. Well, and that's just saying those things that people sometimes, the small things that people seem as irrelevant, they are very, very relevant. And, you know, you have to praise God and thank God for even those things which seem like the small things in life. But you can't take those things. You should not take them for granted.
That's right. That's so true.
No,
oh,
no.
Yes.
Because, well, when, you know, just the last breath that we took, oh, my Lord. You know, we don't even have to think about, we don't even have to focus on breathing. Hello. But just imagine if something would happen where a person wasn't able to breathe, you know, where had difficulty breathing. You know, then they would begin to think about how valuable and how vital it is the very breath that we take. That we throughout the entire day, from the time, you know, day and night, think about the fact that, oh, my Lord, that even as we're sleeping, you know, in our subconscious state, we don't have to think about, okay, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Oh, no. Only by the grace of God, he's the one that allows for that, or for the heart to beat. He's the one that allows for that. Lord.
Mm-hmm. And it is wonderful. It really is it's a blessing. And that's why when people ask me, how are you? I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Amen.
I'm able to, God has blessed me to get up to, he woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. He gave me my limbs, put my clothes on and everything. And it's just so much that we can thank him for.
Yes. Yes.
And we shouldn't take any of this for granted.
No. No, we should not. No, we certainly should not. Because I could spend all day long and all night long thanking him and still could not thank him enough. No,
that's
ma'am.
That's right, eh? That's so true. I know that's the truth. Yes.
Because he is such a mighty, 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 mighty good God. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Let me ask you a question. Are your church doing anything for Kentucky? You know, the people over there in Kentucky? Are they, you know, like a drive or anything?
And they have not said anything at this point that they are doing something not specifically for the people in Kentucky. No one has said anything about that. We do things here locally on a regular basis, you know, food and even food, shelter, clothing, you know, for the community. As a matter of fact, there was, thank God, there was a family today that had actually come to service, and they went up front to say that they were homeless, you know, mother and her children. And so that they received prayer, and our pastor, Bishop Kevin, opened up the opportunity for those members to come alongside to help to financially support them, and people just began to give to them, just openly give to them, as well as they have, and they gave help to support them financially, as well as people just throughout the week, especially on Wednesdays. That's when the day is for them to come to receive food and clothing, but all at our food pantry and clothing drive. But they also have it where between, and this has been going on now for many months, they were giving funding to help those in the community, even with housing, utilities, all of that.
Yes.
All that people would have to do would be just to call in.
Oh, I see.
Yes. But they have not, we have not, from my understanding, I haven't heard anything about, you know, any type of community outpouring to the people other than prayer to the people in Kentucky. But now that you mention it, that is something, you know, that certainly can be looked into. There's Gretchen. Hold on for me 1 second. Let me click her in.
All right. Yes, okay.
Well, hello there, Minister Gretchen. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Pastor Lisa?
How are you doing? Blessed and well.
Amen, amen. Thank you for delaying the meeting for a little while. Sorry about that. I miscalculated my little time out.
Oh, no, no problem. I was just sharing with Sister Joycelyn how I thank the both of you for your flexibility. Yes, and as we, these planning meetings, and, you know, because they are very much needed, and I thank God for you ladies hanging in there and being flexible as well. We know that sometimes, certainly as women, with all of the hats and roles and that we play and hats that we wear, things may not always be right on the minute as we have planned them. But when you have two women such as yourself, two queens such as yourself that are working along with, you know, with me and coming alongside as we work together in this, and the flexibility, not, you know, being just open and willing to help out. You all just don't know how much I thank God for that. Yes, ma'am.
Pray.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, so, God is good. I'm so glad.
It feels good to
yes.
Appreciate it. Minister Gretchen, you doing all right today?
Yes, I'm doing great. How about you, babe?
I'm blessed. We are blessed.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. God is good, and He's good all the time. Oh,
amen.
Yes, He is.
Yes, amen.
Sister Joycelyn, would you go ahead and open us up in prayer, please?
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank and praise God, our Father, which are in heaven. We just want to thank you for this meeting tonight. Praise God. Even though we might have make a little change in it, but God, we're still here. We're here to do your work and to do your will. It's not I or Pastor or Minister Gretchen, but it's all of you, and we thank you right here today, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
For all of you. And we ask, and we just thank and praise God because we are so blessed. My soul is full, praise God.
Yes, Lord.
I just thank and praise God on this day because this
thank
is the day that the Lord has made.
Mm-hmm.
And we all, Lord, desire to praise you even more. And we got to pray.
Yes.
And we're here
thank
to help
you.
Each other. And we ask you to open this meeting up and, Lord, bless that what comes out, Lord Jesus, we're here to do your will in your son Jesus' name. We ask your help once more and again. And we pray for our pastor Constant and also her family and Gretchen and her family and also my family.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Thank you. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Joycelyn, for that prayer. Thank you. We give God all the praise and honor and glory for everything that he is doing and will do in the name of Jesus under this project, all that he's doing in our lives individually and collectively. We just give him praise because indeed, he is such a glorious and mighty and worthy, hallelujah. He's such a so worthy of our praise. Oh, yes, he is. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God is good. Oh, yes. Well, praise the Lord. Yes, he is. Praise the Lord. We thank God. I did go ahead and get the write-up submitted, hallelujah, for Amber Women's Grant. So it is in their hands, and I did receive confirmation that they did receive it, praise God. My understanding is that they will announce the five finalists on the 26th. Second, and then they will announce the winners by the end of the month and the next month, for December, So it's like they allow for the applications to be submitted during the previous month. And then they announce the winners for the previous month, the following month. So we will certainly keep an eye and ear out, knowing and believing by the grace of God, yes, that we are in the running. And by the grace of God, we're going to claim it.
Amen. Glory to God.
And we're going to pray.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to claim it. We're going to claim it by the grace of God.
Amen.
We pray that in Jesus' name it's all out.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Oh, what a wonderful
word.
What a wonderful word. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor.
That was a good word right there. Thank you for that word of encouragement. Yes.
Amen.
Oh,
yes. Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Also, I did reach out. As a matter of fact, just reached out. I did not, as I had initially planned, but I did reach out to Miss Danielle Prigent. Praise God.
Yeah.
I hope that I'm pronouncing her name correctly. And so, yes, I just reached out to her, but nevertheless, I asked her if we could set up some time for she and I to talk by phone, and so I'm going to await her response to that, and we just want to believe that, I think Gretchen had mentioned that she would be possibly available after March, and so certainly we can kind of get her feedback and input, and I just want to talk with her about what we're doing and how, as a behavioral therapist and life coach in her area of profession, certainly that we believe that she would have relevant information and resources to share with our callers, and if she'd be willing to do that. So as soon as she and I talk, then we will. I will be able to get back with you ladies as well.
That's good. That's good.
And likewise, we are right at about this coming Thursday. We'll be 2 weeks out praise God. This year is coming quickly to a close. And so January the 6th, yes, hallelujah. January the 6th is right around the corner. And so I will be getting together with Kim this week as a reminder, as well as for her to go ahead, put together, she hasn't already started working on it, and find out what topics that she's going to cover for that first meeting, as well as getting the having our marketing person, Kylisha Alsbury, to go ahead and do the flyer so we can get that posted out there so that we can begin to advertise this talk line for January, this Queen Talk Line program for January.
Okay.
Amen.
Great.
Sounds good.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Somebody has been on the ball.
Well, praise God. It is the Lord is just bringing it all together amid all that he is doing. I just have to share, I've been sharing this with everybody because I've been really full this week at the glory of our God. Our son, by the grace of God, was accepted this week to the University of North Carolina School of Mechanical Engineering. Hallelujah, mechanical engineering in the field of motorsports. And so his desire for, oh, my God, Lord, yes, thank you, Father. He has had a desire for the longest to be in motorsports, and he wants to be a NASCAR driver and go into that area. That's all he's talked about ever since he was in preschool. And the Lord opened that door even to the next level, and he got his acceptance letter this week. And so we have just been, oh, my God.
I know
y'all
God
are
so
cool.
Cool.
I know you have to. Yeah. I know. That's a
blessing.
Congratulations to your son.
Yes, I will share that from both of you. Yes, Lord, I will share that with him. I will share that with him. I told him, I say, you're gonna have to be, you're gonna have to be patient with me with these mama moments, because I have been just, oh my Lord. He's like, Mom, don't cry. I said, child, these are tears of joy. Because I just thank God for his goodness. Oh, my good Lord, have mercy.
That's
yes,
right.
Lord.
That's
yes. You have every reason to feel so proud. And I know because of you and your husband, that's why he has gotten as far as he has. Because y'all putting some good parenting and some good word and love and spoke life to him all his life. So y'all pat yourselves on the back, too.
Well, we
do
give God, thank you for that. Well, we give God all the glory because it has been a journey. It has been a journey, but God, he is ever so faithful. I'm telling you, our God in all things, he is ever faithful. When you just make up your mind that you're going to stand on his word, and that no matter what, come hell or high water, you ain't turning back. You're going to stand on the word of God. You're going to try to live according to his principles as you have given your life to him as his child. And he comes into your life and he tells you that he will never, ever, never leave you nor forsake you. And even through the difficulties that life may bring, he is always right there, ever faithful.
Yes, he is.
Ever faithful. I ain't no failure in him. There is no failure in him. And I just like Sister Joycelyn and I were talking before you signed on, I would not know what to do. I wouldn't want to live without him. Couldn't live without him.
No,
no,
I'm crazy.
No, Lord. No,
Lord. And also, ladies, while he's sharing all of this, praise God, Pastor, Sister, Minister Gretchen, I didn't have a chance to talk with you, but Pastor, I talked with you about that GACE test for my daughter. She
yes.
has passed it and moved on.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Look
and
at
she
God.
Has
praise
just,
the Lord.
Praise
look
God. God. And
she has hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you. I thank you.
Thank
and
you.
So she has got her master's degree, her master's
Woo!
Degree
thank
in physical therapy. And she's
Lord,
going to finish up her doctor's. And she's going to start on that. She had started on it, but she had to stop to get things straightened out. So she getting ready to start
yes.
back soon.
My God.
And
hallelujah. Well, please
nobody
tell
begun.
Her. Tell her congratulations from us. Oh, yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Nobody but God. Thank you.
Nobody but God.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Yes, look at God working all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I just so overjoyed, just so blessed and so thankful, and I just wanted
yes.
to share that with you all while we
thank
were sharing.
Thank you for
it's
sharing
that. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we just have to
Bless
keep
you.
The trust in our, and keep the faith in the Lord. And he's going to bring us through.
All
oh,
the
yes,
time.
All
the time.
Oh,
it
yes,
may
yes,
look
yes,
like
yes,
it, but at time, don't look at, that's right. Don't look at the way it look. You have to keep
mm-hmm.
on walking by faith.
Walk
that's
by
it.
Faith. Not,
that's
yes,
it.
Ma'am.
That's it.
Glory
that's it.
God.
That's it.
Because
yes,
I know my
you know,
we know God is able. We know God is able.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Came to
yes.
and come too far. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
About it,
yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And our
and
God
I thank
is
you.
So great and so awesome that
mm-hmm.
that he his blessings are perpetual from
praise
generation
God.
To generation.
Mm-hmm.
They don't stop. Mm-hmm. That means because as parents, as we walk faithfully and honor our God, as we are committed
yes.
to him, as we make up our minds that, again, no matter what, we're going to continue to walk according to God's will, to do according to and live according to the principles of God, then our next generation also receives those blessings. Their blessings, they are perpetual. That our seed is covered. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Our seed
okay.
is covered. And that's when oh my Lord, when you say God is so good, when you just think about that it don't just
yes,
stop
ma'am.
With you, just like with that, the generations that were even before us of the faithful
yes.
men and women of God
amen.
In
praise
our
Lord.
Lineage
that that's
laid
true.
The path for us, and as
mm-hmm.
we are going forth, living, doing what we know to do to be able to be according to God's will and be about our Father's business, and then
mm-hmm.
the blessings
mm-hmm.
begin to open up even for our children and our children's
mm-hmm.
children. Hallelujah.
That's
and children, it's
amen.
Perpetual. Oh, yes, it is.
Yes.
People just
oh,
don't
yes.
realize. That's why I say I don't know how anybody can't serve a God like that. How can you
I
not serve
right.
a God like that? Oh, my
amen.
God. Yes. I'm not just talking
yes.
about blessings for you or me. I'm talking about blessings for our generations to
generation.
Come because
that's
of,
true.
Yes, hallelujah, because of the life that we've committed to live before the Lord. Oh, God, it's
praise
so good.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, mighty
yes,
good. Oh, yeah,
yes.
He's so good.
And
he's
it don't
really
stop. He's got more in store. More in store.
Oh,
yes. Yes. That's right. That's right. Over and over and over again. Blessings on blessings.
And it's more to praise God. He'll bring you to it, but he's going to bring you through it.
Amen.
You know, but there's a victory at the end. There's a light. We have the victory.
Oh, yes.
He has to keep stepping and keep holding
his hand. Yes, I have elders that say, hold on to his unchanging hand. Hold on. When you're going, just hold on. All you got to do is hold on to his hand. Get in his presence. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Get in his presence. Oh, yes, yes. Yes. He promises he won't leave you. I guarantee you he won't. Oh, no, he won't.
No, that's right. No, that's so true. I'm telling you. I have experienced him for myself, and I know what he can do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell people, I say, you know, when I was younger and when I was a child, I would hear my mom tell me about the goodness of the Lord and how great God was. And I thank God. I tell my mother even now that the greatest gift that she could ever have given me, that she ever gave me, was introducing me to Jesus Christ. That's the greatest gift. I said, thank you. Thank you for introducing me to him. Because now it's not on mama's prayers. Now I know him for myself. Thank God for mama's prayers. But now I also know him for myself. I've experienced him in my own life. I know of his goodness. I know of his greatness. I know of his presence. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, and his power, as it has moved in my life time and time and time and over and over and over again. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I know that I know that I know. Oh, yes, and it is nothing like knowing it for yourself. Oh,
amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Praise
you. Strength. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Glory to your name. He's a mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
He's mighty God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. The tongues of million angels could not praise him enough.
Yes,
I had the tongues of a million angels. I couldn't praise him enough. Thank you.
Amen.
He's so good.
Thank you. Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, we might think he's coming one way, and he coming, and you know what? However, you know, it's just amazing.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. You never know. Like you said, Jordan, he can come. You got all the ways lined up. You think you got it this way, that way. He comes some way. You know, you knew there was a way, a back way, a front way, an under way. And use anybody, anything he want to use to get to the truth.
That's right.
Amen. They not exempt from God using them.
Oh, yes. Yes, he can. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Mm-hmm. And then he's so good, hallelujah, that he does exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. According to the power that worketh in us, our faith, he does exceedingly and abundantly. We think one thing at one level, and then next thing you look around, God done came in and just expounded upon that, even at a greater level than we could ever imagine.
You just told me that you all excited about this, and God be ready to supersize yourself.
Come on now.
Be ready.
Yes.
Supersize you. You be like, whoa, I didn't know I was going to get that money.
That's
right. Because he's more than enough. He ain't going to give you just a dab of it. little bit, just a dollop. He's going to give you more than enough.
Yes, he will.
He's a that's what I love about him. He's a more than enough God.
Oh yes, yes he is. Yes,
thank
yes,
you.
He is a more
so you
than
have something
God.
To give somebody else. Thank
yep.
you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Blessed to be a blessing. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right. You're blessed till you can bless somebody. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, yes, Lord. And that's what it's all about, hallelujah. So, yes, we give him the praise and the honor and the glory. Oh, yes, yes, we do. Oh,
yes,
yes,
yes.
We do.
Yeah, can't nobody stop us. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. So happy for your baby. So happy for your daughter. Praise
thank
God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all keep him doing a little jig right there where you standing.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Uh-huh. He has been doing jigs all this past. Yeah, ever since we heard. Mm-hmm. I've been doing some jigs.
Oh,
yeah,
hey.
Lord.
I don't know how you can stop. I said, what? Got the room. Let me dance.
Yes, great Lord.
But
yes.
You know, it's a blessing. You know, when it came through, I said the first thing, Lord, I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I
think yes, you can't hear. Yeah, that's the first thing pop out your mouth.
That's the first thing. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. I was like hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Because he did.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Nobody but God.
Nobody.
Yes, he is opening doors. Oh, yes, he is. He's opening doors for our children. Oh, yes.
Yes,
he
is. We're going to have to keep Pastor prayed up now when baby boy go off to school. Now, that's a whole nother level of mothering that you're going to need to do.
Believe us.
It's a happy time, but it's the end of an era, so it'll be some sadness, but it's a good sadness growing up.
I receive and your all's prayers. God knows I thank you and receive your prayers because I was thinking, told my husband, I said, you know what? It's just dawned on me that this Christmas will be his last official Christmas if things as they are. Mm-hmm. And I mean going, being that living home, like as a young person, as a child.
Right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now, oh my God. Yes.
Oh,
yes. I know he'll be back. I know he will, by the grace of the good Lord, he'll be back home. I said, but it'll be a difference. Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all
so
have empty nest syndrome. And that's a whole nother level of a right there. But that's good because you have a loving husband that y'all can do things together and love each other and just go on to y'all next level of maturity and everything. But it is a sad time when that little baby chick leaves, you know. You're going to be sad.
I tell everybody, mixed emotions. You're so thankful to God, you know, that he has blessed them to be able to fly and to spread their wings, and you know that God has got them right in the palm of his hand, guiding them every step of the way. And, you know, and then that other side, that longing to, like, yes, Lord, wow. You know, my baby has grown up and getting ready to leave home and, you know, all of that. But thank you, Lord, that I know that you got him. And that's what we have to do. We have to know no matter what, you know, as we sit back and watch them spread their wings, you know, it's like, yes, Lord, we've deposited the word of God on the inside of them, and they sitting back and spreading their wings. And, you know, Lord, you take however high you want them to fly. You just keep them, Lord. As you keep them, I know you got them.
He got them. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Learn a whole another trust level with the Lord. Well, you won't be able to see your children everything, but you trust God.
Amen.
Like you said, you know he got them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go on and do what you have to do and enjoy yourself. Y'all still young. You can do a lot of things and travel and go, and of course, go visit him, you know, when it's time to go visit him.
Yes.
So it's going to be a fun time. Going to be a very fun, interesting, loving time.
Yes, it will. And all that God has planned for the ministry as well, and what he's planning, even planned for our lives. And, you know, it's a time of rejoicing. It is a time of rejoicing. You know, and I know, Sister Joycelyn, with your daughter, it is a time of rejoicing. When you look back, and even, you know, as they say, the mixed emotions in those times, they will come. But as you think of how God is just taking them right on by the hand and allowing them to come into their own, you know, coming in, my mom talks about he's coming into his own. Yes. To come into their own and all that God created for them to be, you know, and you stand back and watch with, like, in awe and so thankful. So thankful.
Yes.
So thankful.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amen.
Nothing but
and you see thank God you. In them. And you see how God is in her, praise God. Like, Mama, she was, you know, I just thank you, praise God, that I would like to share this with you, that God did this for me. And you know that's
that's a testament to a good mama right there. She know who to give all the glory. Amen. Don't that make you feel good as a mama?
Yes. And that's a blessing.
Amen.
That makes you feel
God.
So good.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You just go on and just forget about what has happened. But remember where you came from and remember where God has brought you, because if he brought you, he can bring you through.
That's right.
And you keep him first. No matter what you do, you keep him first.
Amen. That's what, and you continue to talk to them and let them know, you know, no matter what, as long as you keep God first and everything that you do, Keep him first. Because you're going to come up against different challenges in your life. You're going to come up against those that will challenge your belief and your faith. But you make up your mind, your own mind, your decision to keep God first, no matter what. Yeah. And he will never leave you wrong. I guarantee you he won't leave you wrong. Step of the way, he will keep you. Oh, yes.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
Yes.
He is such a faithful God. Yes, he is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And thank the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, God, all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And God give you the strength to instill in your children, to raise them up in the way that you would have them to go. And you know, we get out of them. And you know that's a blessing, and we are so proud for all our
children. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. And he says, hey, we raise them up in the way that they shall go. When they are old, they will not depart from it. And nothing, praise God, can snatch them out of his hands. Nothing, hallelujah.
Yes,
and we just name of Lord. Thank God. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. People just don't know how important it is. Some people don't realize the importance of being able to give once the Lord gives your children to you, how vitally important it is for you to give them back to him. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Give them back to him. Mm-hmm.
So we just got to realize that God borrowed him for a certain time anyway.
That's
it. They belong to God anyway. Praise God.
They belong to him. Yes. They just gifts to us for a period of time. They belong to him. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, they do. He is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And God will
give us. Yes, Lord.
Great.
Well, ladies, we've got about another 12 minutes. I wanted to also, by the grace of God, I know the 23rd. The 23rd is Thursday. I am not sure at this point. I don't think we're having any more meetings this week unless they call one just randomly. Or spontaneously. Would you all be available for the 23rd? Or are you traveling on that day? Or what's your schedule looking like this week? And
well,
what we would have?
We're going to North Carolina on the 23rd. The 22nd or the 23rd. I guess the Wednesday, whatever Wednesday is. We'll be pulling out on Wednesday.
Wednesday,
22nd.
Okay.
That's 22nd. Okay. Yeah, I'll be on the road the 22nd and going to North Carolina for a few days.
All right. We have one more Thursday in between, which will be the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So why don't we just schedule and plan to meet on the 30th and leave this week open to be able for Christmas as well as spending time with family by the grace of God and spending time in the presence of the Lord as we celebrate, hallelujah, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, what a mighty time. Yes,
praise
Lord.
God.
Praise Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah.
So we will tentatively schedule for the 30th at 7:30. Is that going to be okay, which will be Thursday?
That would be fine.
On the 30th.
We'll be back. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if anything arises on anybody's end where you're not able to make it, just send a text and immediately, just like we did, tonight we will go ahead and and rearrange it at a time when we will all be able to meet. And I would just like at least to get one more session in before. And as I said, I will follow up and talk with Kim, and we would be prepared to kick off on the 6th. And so, but I did want to get at least one more session in with us meeting prior to then. So let's go ahead and schedule for the 30th at 7:30.
Sounds good.
All right.
Got it on my calendar.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas
to you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Love and glad tidings to all your family and friends.
Yes. Thank you. Praise God.
Have a blessed one. That's right. All of you all do have a blessed one.
Thank you. Amen. Praise God. You too. I'm going to go ahead and close us out in prayer this evening. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, oh, yes, Lord. We give you all the honor and we give you all the glory for you being such a great and awesome and mighty, wonderful God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, as we are in this holy season celebrating your birth. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you so loved this world, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall never perish but have everlasting life. We thank you to be amongst those that have been called and chosen, Lord, for such a time as this, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We give you praise. We thank you for the blessings, Lord God, that you have. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the blessings that you poured out over our lives, Father. Not only over our lives, but over the lives of our families, over the lives of our children, Heavenly Father. We say thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your provision, Father God, for your healing, Lord God, for your deliverance, Father God, for your protection, Father God. Thank you for it all, Heavenly Father, Lord. Thank you for it all. We give you all the praise, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that Sister Gretchen is on the road, Lord, with her family forthcoming this week, that you watch over, bless, and give them traveling graces and mercy to take them to their destination and bring them back home safely. I pray, Lord God, for Sister Joycelyn and her family, Heavenly Father, as well this week. Lord God, continue to let your blessings rain down on both of them, Father, Lord God. Thank you for them coming alongside me, supporting me in this particular ministry project, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for the women that will be blessed, Lord, by this Queen Talk project, Lord, not because of us, Father, but because solely because of you, Father God. We give you all the praise this evening. We give you all the honor, Heavenly Father. We rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord, over our lives and over the lives of our loved ones, knowing, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper, Lord. Your word said 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. So we thank you, Lord, that you are our God. We thank you, Lord, for being able to just dwell, Lord God, in your presence, that you promised, Lord, never to leave us nor never to forsake us, Father God. We give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, and we ask these things, Lord, and declare them in the name that's above all names, and that's the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah,
thank you,
hallelujah.
Glory
we thank you, Lord, and give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you,
Lord.
Praise God, my dear sisters. Hallelujah. You all go forth. Have a wonderful, merry, merry Christmas. Give our very best to your families as well. And Lord willing, we will meet back at 7:30 on December the 30th. Hallelujah. And we give God all the praise. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Sister. I love you now.
I love you too.
Have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye. Same to you. Okay, bye-bye. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory.